about a year, 6 months to a year after he arrived on the floor, he started making these visits that pretty much started to get everybody's attention. He would show up in a room and usually curled up next to a patient, sometimes sitting on top of the windowsill above a patient's bed. But he would basically stay in that room until, you know, and we very soon found out that these patients that he was with were actually in their terminal stages. And, you know, I think initially, obviously, all of us were quite skeptical. Coincidence, you know, or just the fact that the cat wanted to be someplace where he wouldn't be bothered. But as one death has become two and four and eight and 12, it's been pretty hard to ignore. And eventually I decided to write about Oscar and, you know, wrote a little essay that wasn't really hard science. It was more observation, but it got picked up by the New England Journal. And on a slow news day, all of a sudden, the next thing I knew, he was on CNN, and I was putting the BBC on hold to talk to NPR, and it was quite a ride back in 2007. So.
And how's Oscar doing these days?
Oscar is good. He's getting close, as I said, to 5 years old.
Yeah. Which is not old for a cat.
No, right? No, definitely not. He is still busy doing what he does. We think has predicted almost 50 to 60 deaths at this point. The exact number is a little unclear because, you know, there have been some families over the time that have asked us to have him off the unit. You know, family members who might be allergic to cats or just don't necessarily want him around. And we try to respect that. So we've had to take him off the unit a couple of times. Interestingly enough, you know, he can't really stay on the unit because he gets very agitated when somebody has the door closed and is in the dying process. He'll pace up and down the hall.
Oh, my. And he wants in, doesn't he?
He wants in. And sometimes he'll, you know, he's actually been known to go in the room next door and try to scratch himself through the wall. So he, you know, we've actually had to take him off the floor a few times over the years. And, you know, but he, you know, continues to do what he does. And it's an interesting phenomenon. I mean, certainly, you know, there's lots of possible reasons why he does what he does. But, you know, ultimately, you know, I've now written this book about Oscar with the notion of trying to dispel this figure of, you know, this cat of death figure, and really sort of emphasize what I think is most important is that he's, you know, really doing what he's doing, and it's actually well received by the family members of this particular unit, that they find, you know, that his presence at the end of life is a compassion, it's a companionship.
Sure.
They've been very, very happy to have him there at the end of life.
David, how soon does the patient pass on once Oscar starts paying attention to him?
Well, it's changed a little over time. He used to hold pretty cut and dry vigils, meaning that it would happen rather suddenly, you know, certainly within the day. But there were times where, you know, it would be a 4-hour kind of thing. And these days he seems to be identifying patients a little sooner, and he will kind of wander in and out of the room. You know, he'll start to spend a little more time in a room. And then, you know, something will sort of be triggered and he'll stay in that room. That's really when we know that, you know, somebody may be on their way out, because he doesn't leave. He will leave to grab a little food. He'll leave to use the kitty litter from time to time, but then he's right back to where he is holding this vigil.
And he just stays. How, when this occurs, how soon does he realize who's going to die before you folks in the medical field realize the person is going to die?
Well, I think that also depends. I like to say we practice good care at this nursing home before,
sure,
Oscar, and you know, will practice good care one day when Oscar's not there. It's a wonderful facility where the aides and the nurses and the doctors and everybody is just very well trained to manage patients and to work with family members at the end of life. It is a terminal dementia unit, so these patients, unfortunately, in most cases, have lost the ability to communicate and to walk, and many of them have lost the ability to swallow. It's really a horrible, you know, time and a horrible disease to see, you know, at the end of life. So death on this floor is not unexpected. It's just one of those things that's very hard to predict. Patients slowly deteriorate with dementia over the course of years, and figuring out exactly when somebody is at the end is oftentimes difficult. But you know, there have been times where we've known somebody is dying and, you know, we started to ramp up what we're doing, and then Oscar shows up and we sort of, you know, all, you know, shake our heads. Yeah, I guess, you know, he's confirmed what we thought was happening. But there's definitely been times where Oscar's been the first to know.